You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Clodagh's here with the first look at the Business News morning to you, Clodagh.
Good morning.
And we're starting off with a jobs boost for a low-cost retailer in Belfast. Which one's that?
Yes, Karen, well, it's the discount store Poundland. They've completed their expansion in the city centre and created 10 new jobs. So the Ann Street shop has taken over an empty unit that was next door and doubled in size, making it the largest store in Northern Ireland. So Poundland opened its first shop 25 years ago and now has over 580 stores across the UK. 31 of those are based here in Northern Ireland. Their regional director, Tim McDonald, says the chain's operations here are playing an increasingly significant role.
We've been there for about 5 years. We saw an opportunity to go into the store next door. And because Northern Ireland is such a strong part of the world for us, we decided that it was a great opportunity. We tend to employ about 25 people per store, but in this particular situation, we're probably getting close to 40 now. We'll have two operators, replenishers. It really means that we get into all the key areas. And we've noticed, particularly in recent times, that there's been a certain movement towards the discount channel. And in this particular case, our value operation and value offer really helps people manage their budget more effectively. You know, it's trading very well already, so there's an opportunity to expand the store and give more range and more space. So it just made commercial sense.
Now, if you've ever fancied yourself as a bit of an inventor, now could be the time to make the move.
Yes, it could indeed, Connor. Well, things like the portable defibrillator, the ejector seat and Massey Ferguson tractors were all invented by people from here in Northern Ireland. And Invent 2015 is a competition at the Science Park run by NISP Connect and the Bank of Ireland. So they're looking for the next big invention in industries like agri-food, health, engineering and electronics. And entrants could win a share of the £33,000 prize fund, as well as being part of a tech mission to San Diego and San Francisco. The Dragon's Den Style Awards have been running in some form or other for about 15 years, and last year they had over 90 applications. Peter Egger from NISP Connect says we need to make the most of our talent pool.
Northern Ireland is one of the most exciting places to start up a technology-based company at the moment. We have a great support network of entrepreneurs down at the Science Park, and we're seeing a lot of inventors or people who are engineers or scientists come up with ideas at the moment. And now is a good time because there's a good structure in place to help support the emerging talent. We're also recognised as the second fastest growing knowledge economy in the UK. So there's a real momentum here of people inventing, and one of the things that we need to do is start exporting more technology-based goods, and this is a good way to do it.
Great idea. Now, a new report suggests, Clodagh, that our economy is recovering, but that not everyone is feeling the benefit.
Yes, kind of a bit of a mixed picture. Well, Northern Ireland is continuing to see modest recovery, but that isn't being reflected in our wages or living standards. That's according to PwC's Economic Outlook, which is predicting growth of 1.7% for 2015, but that's less than estimates by other forecasters. So the report says job creation has almost returned to pre-crisis levels, but that overall economic performance continues to lag behind other regions in the UK. PwC expects that our share of planned austerity and cuts will have a severe impact on public spending here for the next 4 years or so. And it also warns that uncertainty about the putting in place of the Stormont House Agreement isn't conducive to investment and business confidence. And if we take a first look at the markets this morning, the FTSE closed at 6,809, a pound is worth $1.48 and €1.38, and that makes a euro worth 73 pence.
Now, Clodagh's back with some more business news. Good Friday tomorrow, of course. And how is the bank holiday weekend going to affect businesses in Northern Ireland, Clodagh?
Well, Connor, you know, kids are off school on the holidays, lots of people off work, so people might have more free time looking for days out, nights out or trips away. But one industry here says they don't get to make the most of this weekend because of restrictions on our licensing laws which come into effect from tonight. And I'm joined this morning by Colin Neal from Pubs of Ulster. So, Colin, just for people who might not be aware, would you mind talking us through what this means in terms of the opening hours?
Yes, well, the opening hours, you know, tonight, the Thursday and the Saturday before Easter, we have to shut at midnight. Tomorrow, actually, sort of on Good Friday, you can't get a glass of wine with your lunch. Indeed, we can't sell alcohol until 5 o'clock, and we have to stop at 11. And then on Sunday, we must stop at 10 o'clock. So, you know, off-licences, actually, is quite unusual because, you know, they can actually open and sell alcohol at 8 a.m. on Good Friday, which is it's quite strange when you think about it.
And in terms of yourself, then, you know, critics might say it's only a few hours. Have you any idea in terms of the cost?
I mean, there's no real monetary value because obviously very hard to look to estimate. But if you take it at, say, we're lucky to make a margin of 20%, well, we're losing a full, very significant weekend out of a month. That's no profit for that month because all our rates, all our other bills go on. It's not like everything else. We don't get charged because we're not open. We're not selling. And it is, you know, I know there's people for and against, indeed within my membership, within our industry. There are people, you know, we have religious people who own bars, hotels and restaurants. What we're talking about here is really putting something in place where people can make a choice.
And, you know, people here in Northern Ireland are normally aware of this issue, but what do you have concerns for tourists then who might be surprised?
We see an awful lot of tourists, and in fact we see an awful lot of local people who actually don't understand. You know, I've seen the police who don't understand, and we take lots of calls from regulatory bodies over this weekend for us to explain the laws to them. And the big challenge we have nowadays is, you know, people go out later, it's a fact of life. People go for a meal at 10 o'clock at night. Good Friday, we have people turning up at 10 o'clock and we're having to tell them, sorry, we're shutting an hour. It damages tourism, it impacts on the local people going out, and I do think it's time for a change. I think, yes, look, we have to consider everyone's view. This is not us trying to impose our will on everyone, but I think we are adult now to make choices, and I think it should be left to people's choice.
Do you think it would put visitors off coming here in terms of whenever we're trying to compete with other destinations?
It does have an impact. I mean, I do know we do take calls every time of this year in the office with, you know, people out of town, out of staters, particularly England, Southern Ireland, asking what we're open, what we're shut, and they're a bit annoyed and surprised. I actually do you know, I've spoke to some of the taxi drivers who I know they've taken people sort of to Dublin over the weekend. Although I should say now, in fairness, Southern Ireland are closed totally on Good Friday, but open normal the rest of the time.
So what would you like to see done?
I think it is time. You know, the Minister, we've been working with the Department, and I believe there's a bill coming forward which will normalise the Thursday and the Saturday, which we really welcome. We think that's very fair and very forward. But I still think there's room to move round the Friday and the Sunday, and we want to work with the Minister and work with anyone's concerned to make sure that we respect that it is a Christian holiday, but at the same time allow people to make choices.
Thank you for joining me this morning, Colin, and just taking a look at the markets. So FTSE will open this morning at 6,809. A pound is worth $1.48 and €1.38, and that makes a euro worth 73 pence.
Now back to business, and Clodagh is with us. M&S results just out this morning. I'm really scared to ask, how are they getting on?
Well, actually, Karen, better than many were expecting. So in their latest update, Marks and Spencers has said sales for the 3 months to the end of March grew by 1.9%. Now, analysts have been closely watching their general merchandising sales because that includes their women's clothing. So it's up 0.7% on a like-for-like basis over the quarter, and that's its best performance in nearly 4 years. Sales in food also rose by 0.7% for stores that have been open for at least a year. However, overall international sales declined 3.8%, and the company says that's because of things like conflict in Ukraine and Russia's economic struggles. So the company said they had a record Valentine's Day and launched over 350 new products over the quarter, and as a result, their shares are up almost 5% already this morning, and their full profit figures for the year will be posted on the 20th of May. And taking a final look towards the markets, the FTSE is up 17 points at 68.26. A pound is worth $1.48 and €1.38, and that makes a euro worth 73 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.